Last season, Fort William FC was the worst football team in the Highland League, Scotland's lowest tier. They hadn't won a game in more than 2 years. Even Fort William's own fans had started disparaging the team at home games. But then, someone raised his hand and offered to help. Someone who also knew what it was like to fall very, very low. Only at games, Gary Wallach has the story.
If you ask Russell McMoran what he does for work, he'll tell you he's a police officer.
I joined the police when I was 27. I've been in it for 16 years, and I've loved every minute of it. It's a fantastic job.
McMoran cruised the Scottish Highlands on his police motorcycle. One of his jobs was to be a first responder at crash scenes, where he witnessed severe injury and death. Lots of it.
Being inside wrecked cars becomes a normal occurrence that you don't think there's anything wrong with it. But you're actually, physically and mentally, you're changing. Nothing would appear to have bothered me. But clearly it obviously was ticking away inside. So eventually it gets to that point where it tips. I was okay at work. I was normal at work. Come home, you're irritable. You're probably the worst person to be around, but you don't realize it.
McMoran saw a doctor, and months later, his suspicions were confirmed.
So September, I got the formal diagnosis that it was complex PTSD, which means not just one traumatic incident, but it's a number of incidents throughout the 16 years of service.
McMoran went on medical leave in early 2018. He did a lot of staring at the walls of his home. He says it was hard, especially for his wife Laura and their kids.
Didn't want to speak to anyone, didn't want to leave the house. I didn't want to bump into anybody I knew. So Laura suggested getting back into football.
McMoran had played on the first squad of Inverness Caledonian Thistle, another team in Scotland's lowest tier. But a knee injury ended his career at what he calls the ripe old age of 22. Still, he remained a big fan of the game. So in September of 2018, Laura persuaded him to attend an open meeting at the clubhouse of Fort William FC, the team many called Britain's worst.
It's a very run-down place, you know, and there was about 10 to 15 people sitting. It was an open meeting, but obviously wasn't very well attended.
At the time, the team had just a handful of players under contract. The entire management board had resigned. No one was sure there'd be a next season.
You could see where the club was. They were in dire straits. Obviously, it was going to be a challenge.
Someone asked for a show of hands for volunteers to help in any way they could. Russell raised his.
And before I knew it, I was club secretary almost within 2 or 3 days.
Club secretary is what Americans would call a general manager. McMoran, who didn't like to leave his house, would be running the team.
I didn't know how it was going to go to start with, but very quickly realized that it was a good thing.
McMoran went right to work. He began by securing a new management board.
The problems that were there were deep-rooted, and it became normal that the club was bottom of the league, and we need to change the simple things, the standards and discipline and the image of the club, for a start.
He must have done a good job, because a few months later, in January 2019...
The decision was made with the board that I would take up the interim manager's role until the end of the season.
That's manager as in coach. McMoran began by doing what he could to make things better for the players, including renovation of the dilapidated clubhouse. And there were matches to play, or matches to lose, lots of them. But then on February 16th, Fort William played Nairn County FC at home. Their pitch was flooded after hours of torrential rain. That's known to sometimes happen in Scotland. The team slogged through water that was sometimes ankle deep. Fort William scored first. Having any lead at all was a rare occurrence. Maybe, just maybe, Fort William had a chance to win a match. But just before halftime, the game was called by the referee. It must have been terribly disappointing that you couldn't walk away with your first win.
Yeah, absolutely, but that was a small victory for them anyway.
Fort William FC's season ended without a win, again. In 34 games, the team scored just 21 goals and allowed 245, an average of more than 7 per game. McMoran went to work in the off-season. He emphasized fitness and positive mental attitude to all four players who showed up on the first day of training camp.
I would challenge anybody to try and put a side together, regardless of what the level is, with only four players turning up.
Just days before the current season began, McMorrin negotiated a loan of nine players from his former club, Inverness Caledonian Thistle. Fort William FC lost its first match 6-0. To some, it looked like business as usual. In the second game of the season, on July 31st, Fort William again faced Nairn County FC, and then something magical happened.
We got the first goal, and that was within, I think it was 12 minutes, followed very quickly by a second goal, a great goal. You know, going 2-0 up, it's something that they're not used to, so they panicked a wee bit.
At halftime, McMorrin told the players that they'd get the win if they just stuck with what they'd been doing in the first half. And they did. The final score was 5-2 in favor of the guys who could argue that they needed that result more than any other team in Britain. After the match, the Fort William players gathered in the clubhouse and chanted their manager's name.
That just is the tip of the iceberg of how the guys were feeling. Unfortunately for them, it was a Wednesday night and not a Saturday, so they couldn't fully enjoy themselves.
Fort William hasn't put together a string of wins yet, but attendance is way up. McMorrin says last season the team would be lucky to draw 60 people. This year, average attendance is around 300, and none of the home fans are disparaging the players anymore. It's been almost a year since Russell McMorrin's PTSD diagnosis. He says he's feeling better. He hopes to return to the police force someday.
You know, that decision isn't mine to make, whether I'm fit enough to go back to do a role within the police force. And if I'm not, then yeah, I'll look at maybe some form of coaching. I don't think Man United or Man City or Barcelona will be knocking on my door very soon. You know, I've been really, really low in my life. I think when you have the outlook that you have to stay positive and look for the small positives in everything. Anything can happen. In the great scheme of everything, it's only a game.
It's good to be reminded of that, even when you work on a show called, well, you know.
That's Only a Game's Gary Wallach.